frustrating to outshoot a team like that? Someone say dominate a team like that the way you guys did and have them take that to overtime. How did you guys keep from letting the frustration set in?
I mean, you play an entire game in the offensive zone. It's hard to get frustrated. You know, we jumped on them early, and we were just able to, you know, sustain a lot in their zone, and you know, didn't quite get the bounces that we wanted, or couldn't find a way to get one by their guy. But yeah, tip your cap to him. Played well, and you know, they packed the house pretty good too. So we had a lot of zone time. They kept us to the outside a little bit. So you know, we couldn't get in there and maybe get a couple better looks.
It's been a team that's played your team well in the past. To be able to do that to them the way you did that to them tonight, does that say anything about where your game is at this point of the year?
I don't. You know, there are nights where you're playing well and the other team may have a little bit of an off night. You know, I can't speak to that, but, you know, they're always a good team. I thought we came out fast and just stayed on them all night. Didn't allow them to skate. Defensemen had great gaps, so it makes it tough for them. But, you know, sometimes it's just one of those nights for the other team, and they still found a way to get a point. So I'm sure they're happy about that.
It's just a number, but does 100 points mean anything to you or your teammates?
Yeah, it means we're a good team.
Outside of the result, anything you noticed in the last couple of games in overtime?
3-3? Yeah, we've won. It's good. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard because it's not real. You know what I mean? So what I've seen is both teams controlling the puck, and you know, they come back and then they change and then they try it again, and if you're able to get a turnover and catch them, that's what we did tonight. You know, we caught their guys a little bit tired, and you know, good thing Shipes is in good shape. I think he was out there for about three and a half minutes. And they made a good play. So, that's the way it goes.
Why does Kyle Connor have a hot stick right now?
I mean, he's got almost 30 goals. That's a pretty hot stick all year. He can score goals, you know. You can tell he's been doing it his whole life. Give him enough chances. I think he had about 9 or 10 in the slot tonight. You can't give him that 11th one, though. He'll find